This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
We are joined this morning by Dr. Rajeev Vankaya, Director of Global Health Delivery for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. In this position, he oversees late-stage development of health technologies and interventions, as well as efforts to expand access to health solutions in the developing world. Dr. Vankaya, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Rajeev, when we talk about low access to essential health services in developing countries, what does that actually look like in the field?
Well, we here in the developed world have the luxury of regular access to life-saving technologies, and we don't even realize it. We often take it for granted. Things like vaccines and antibiotics and hospital care that we can access with a phone call or a trip to the drugstore. The reality is, though, that some of these life-saving technologies, in fact, most of them in some cases, are just completely unavailable to people in very resource-poor environments, such as places in the developing world. And so the diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus vaccine that we all take for granted, or the Haemophilus influenza B vaccine, or antibiotics for pneumonia, just aren't available in many parts of the world. And as a result, about 10 million children every year die of preventable diseases. And that's something that our team works on.
And what prevents these health services from reaching those who need them?
It's really a conspiracy of things. There's no question that resources have a lot to do with this. Underfunded health systems in the developing world with insufficient health workers, insufficient infrastructure, plays an important role. But so do things like lack of education amongst the population, lack of roads, lack of clean water. All of these things together prevent the technologies that we have from getting to people, and also, frankly, in the case of water, increase the exposure of children and mothers to harmful environmental substances.
Obviously, you have a strong background in health technology. So how can new technologies and new innovations help expand access to people in low access areas?
Well, I think the greatest opportunity is to use technology to develop new vaccines, drugs, and diagnostics for the developing world. I'll give you the example of diarrhea. The ideal approach to handling diarrhea in the developing world would be to provide every family with clean water. And while we think that it's important for countries to work on that, we know that it's going to take years, if not decades, to build that infrastructure. You can do an end run, if you will, by developing new vaccines that tackle the most common causes of diarrhea in these populations, such as rotavirus. The rotavirus vaccine is currently in development, has been launched in many countries in Latin America, and we hope will be launched soon in Africa and India, thereby taking off the table or beginning to take off the table one of the most common causes of diarrhea. We think the same approach applies to pneumonia and a number of other preventable causes of childhood illness.
So there's clearly a lot of work that still needs to be done. And if delivering these services has always been difficult in developing countries, how will it be affected now in this global economic recession?
Well, as you might expect, it makes everything much more difficult, principally because the donor fund flows are likely to go down as governments look at how to prioritize activities, and in many cases driven by the needs of their population and the desires of the legislature, they may choose to reduce their official development assistance. And we think that will be a really terrible outcome at this very critical time. And we're doing everything we can to encourage donors that have made commitments to development assistance to carry through on those commitments. From the standpoint of the foundation, it's all the more important that we focus like a laser on the priorities that we've already laid out for ourselves and not do anything that does not directly relate back to those priorities. The reality, though, is that our endowment has taken a hit just like everyone else's endowment. And while I'm pleased to report that we're not reducing the amount of funds that we're putting out every year, at least so far, in the form of grants, we have reduced the rate of increase of those grant-making activities.
To hear more about the strategies for delivering health services to low-access areas, you can listen to Dr. Vankaya's full speech at CSIS on our website. Thank you for joining us.
This has been a CSIS Global Health Policy Center podcast at www.smartglobalhealth.org.